one of the mafrim in avodas Hashem is the midas hakas. The midas hakas, a lot of people think that they don't have shaychus to the midas hakas. And there are the people that have shaychus are the people that think that the most they don't have shaychus to the midas hakas. A person has to know that on midas hakas, if you don't work on yourself, not to be a nagua b'midas hakas, so it doesn't work to say, okay, when I get angry, taket, when it will come, I will be taket b'ez Hashem, I'll be over that midas hakas. Midas hakas, when the kas comes, it's like a storm. You can't stop yourself. You get so the kas. You can't help yourself. The time to be over than kas is b'derech klal before you have the midas hakas. Especially bochrim that b'derech klal are less nogua b'midas hakas. Like when you get married, it's more matzui. Don't know why, but azeinos. So if a person doesn't work on himself not to have the midas hakas, so chalila later he's nichshal in the midas hakas. Chazal say, "Kol hakoyes ki ilu eved avid ezore." Kol hakoyes ki ilu eved avid ezore. And it's so chomu. We look at it, ki ilu is eved avid ezore. Ki ilu is eved avid ezore. So chomu the midas hakas. So what is the hesbo? I want to be masbir a little bit. How people come to midas hakas? What's the pshat in the midas hakas? Shekol hakoyes ki ilu eved avid ezore. You know, this day, person comes home. Wife asked him what happened. He said he went to the Rav. The Rav paskin that the animal that he shecht is treif. So his Rav says, okay, so let me get to another Rav. We'll switch the shul. Switch your Rav. Baruch Hashem, the Rav will not say it's treif. I would eat treif. A week after it, comes home. The Rav said the chicken is treif. So we got a different Rav. Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows the halacha. A week after it, comes home. The Rav said, Shaila the Kalim, Shaila Basa Becholo. He says, we'll change your robes. Change your robes. Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows. Then it comes Yom Minaroim. The Rav says, you have to check the tefillin. Check the tefillin. He shows the Rav. The Rav says, Nishkin Parshi. As long as he has to buy over $1,000 new tefillin. I'm sure some Rabbanim, those are more lighter communities, will pass. He said, Baruch Hashem, you know. Such a Rav, Chach, I know, my tefillin apostle. Comes to Dalet Minin, the Rav says, you have to buy Aleph. So I said, no, I have a friend, the Rav is in the other community, they buy Gimels, even the Rav takes a Gimel. No. You know, maybe we'll go to that community. I said, Baruch Hashem, our Rav knows the Aloha, it's a Givaldi. A couple weeks later, the neighbor's kid throws a stone at the window, smashes the window. So he asks him for the money, the neighbor says, Chakotin, Chakotin, gets it back and forth. You go to ask the Rav, the Rav says, a cotton is potu. Comes home, changing a shul. So what happened? A window. You lost a cow, you lost chickens, your tefillin, pots, dalad minim. Everything is a little mitzvah. Cost money. So what? Shumbaya. You lost to your friend $100 for a window. You become so bekas. You become so not rational. I'm changing a shul. This is kas. Kas. You're angry at your friend. That's a bekas. Changing a shul. Thus it is. I'm not staying in the same place. What is the yisoid of midas hakas? The yisoid of midas hakas is when a person believes that the other person could do to him something. You think your friend could be mazik you. So you're angry. I'll explain what I'm saying. I'm starting with Shlav Aleph. in the story that I said, the person that lost the two cows and the sheep and the chvezi, the chicken, from Hashem, yeah, he's holding in a massive that he's masking to lose. But to lose to his friend, he's not holding in a massive that he's masking to lose. The Moshe. Person gets up, chas v'shalom, he finds out he has gana machle. He's angry. He's sad. He's crying. Nebach. Feel bad for him. He's angry? No. But if someone comes and he hears that his friend did epis to him, he's fuming. Yeah? I get up in the morning, his friend cut off his foot. Yeah? Take a gun and shoot Yenem. No shayla about it. Why? So angry. So the pshat is, the aleph base, I'm saying, from Kas. The aleph base from Kas is of Yenem. Yenem did to me, I'm very angry with him. I'm very upset with him. If it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sad. Kas means you did to me. I get even more angry. I even more believe that you did it. I'm so angry at you. I mamish believe that you did it to me. I'm asking to do every, you know, forget about myself. I start to scream, I start to yell. Could be in a taxi driver, could be where it is. Doesn't make a difference where. You believe it's Yenem. Kol ha-koyes, kilo evid ha-vedezore. The more you koyes, the more you evid ha-vedezore. And the more you koyes, even more evid ha-vedezore. Because vazog the kas. The kas says, it's Yenem. It's Yenem. So angry. If you become Bekas, it means you believe it's Yenem. If you believe it's Yenem, this is David Zoe. Shlomo to a person is mamish angry. He yells, I don't believe in Hashem. He's yelling. He's begging. I don't believe in Hashem. What are you angry? You have to do ishtadlis, kach gozo chochmosoi. Ours is good. How Yosef tells to the Achim, lo yatem shlachtani, Hashem shlachani. Rabbi Bechaya says that because he never asked mechile, he was never moicher, I saw a gemalch. Yosef, Avada, when someone does something wrong to you, he needs a mechile from you. He can't say, but I was a shliach from Hashem. That's to leave the different people. You have to ask mechile, like Rabbi Bechaya. The Achim never asked Yosef, was never moicher. He just told him, Hashem, you didn't do it. Aber, there's no reason for a kas. There's no mocking for a kas. In Sforim state that when a person comes to a kas and is misgaber on himself not to be angry, it's ki'ilu he fast 100 ta'anesim. 100 ta'anesim. How a person fights kas? The first thing, he believes in from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second thing, he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is bringing me a chesed to get angry, to be misgaber, to have 100 ta'anesim. It's gewaltig. Baruch Hashem, I had the nisoyin of a kas. Chazal say, in a second I'll go back to kas. Kol ha-koyes chochmosoi mistalekes. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu avad, it means be'echer ha-madreges, that we don't have an agia and a tfisa dir. Aber kol ha-koyes chochmosoi mistalekes mimen. Kol ha-koyes chochmosoi mistalekes mimen. Person, as even with darge from Moshe Rabbeinu, if it's a madrege from kaas, chochmosoi mistalekes mimenu. Sefer Chapaim brings down from the Zohar. Because Riches, there's a lot of the whole Sefer Chapaim that when a person is koyes, ki'ilu the neshama leaves him, and there's a neshama achrisa from the sita achre that goes inside. And a lot of time when a person is holding in a maile. And Aliyah, the Yitzhak Hori gives him as a kas, as a anger. To be mafsid ala ruchnias. And Erev Shabbos straight in Sforim, that it's a zgula to become bekas. That's when everyone is rushing, things are not working. Because Shabbos Malkus is going and the Shomer Yaseri comes in, the Yitzhak Hori stoops a rein, the sitrache von kas. the person comes to Yom Neroyim, he's all ready, Mamash out is ready, Hashem sends the Gabbat to switch his seats to open, yeah? To make him so angry, to lose the whole Ma'ala from Yom Kippur. The person, if you get angry, you Mamash lose yourself, even for a minute. You lose, it's not only you lose yourself. Some people Mamash, like, after the anger, they have to relax. What is it? It's a Koyach Atume She'en Keduk Moser, Kas. Say, oh, once an Abter Rebbe, once a couple came to Shalom Bayis by him. He wanted to be filled with fish, she wanted salmon. So he called his Rebbetzin. And he told his Rebbetzin, tell them what matzahs I ate this year. So most of you know the matzah with the matzahs. But Abter Rebbe, when you do matzahs, you will have a special yichudim that he did in the matzahs. When he did the matzah of the Koyan, he had like 10 Koyanim doing it with Alechim. When the matzah from the Levi was 10 Levim doing it, the matzah from the Yisrael was 10 Tamid HaChomim, and everyone he put in a special bag, and get the Eilel HaSeidah, and it says the Kedusha. He did the matzah, he had the matzah on the side. A poor person came knocking on the door. The rabbi said a mistake, she gave the Eilel HaMatzah to the poor guy. The kid said she chapped later. So she decided, you know, you think the Rebbe really knows them? You think the matzah becomes different because they're Koyanim do it? She will take three different matzahs. She will tie them exactly the same. Lomazen of them. My husband will realize the difference when he opens the matzahs. She put matzah of Koyan, she tied it. Matzah of Levi, she tied it. Matzah of Yisrael, she tied it. When I say they came, the Abter Rebbe opened the matzahs. The Zalbe kfitzes with the koyan. I knew the whole time. The Zalbe matzahs, yeah? I think the matzahs changed because 10 koyanim do the matzahs. It's a Golish. So now, when the story happened, Abter Rebbe called his rabbi and said, tell them Velcha matzahs I ate this year. She said, I told the truth. So he told this person, you think I didn't know? Was I'll be bekas lela seida laila for the moon and rabbeinu shalom. I kept quiet. And you're arguing on a piece of fish. Arguing on a piece of fish. A person will see alamol. A person wants to make the light candles in time. A guy disturbs him. It's a hidur. Yen chafsam is a hidur. He gets so bekas. So the chapayim brings down a person because could be either maybe 15 lavim. But he becomes because. The chokhmah of a person is to stop himself to be keep because. Every time they say stoch deribayna shiloylo, so why to be upset? Stoch deribayna shiloylo, so why to be angry? Stoch meashomayim. It's not the enem. Chazal say, it's in the careful Chazal. Shimi ben Geira was mekalel David HaMelech. When he was running down. So the people that were with David HaMelech wanted to kill Shimi ben Geira. David HaMelech said, don't touch him. Then he told Shlomo to kill him, only for that Shimi ben Geira will have a kapor. They wanted to kill him. David HaMelech said, and Weistois was klala nimretzes. Chazal said often what nimretzes means. He was telling to him, sharfe zachen. Vayoymer David, ho Elohim omar lo ikalel. Hashem sent him to be mekal on me. Hashem made him to mashpul. He is wrong. But the reason I'm mushpul, ho Elohim omar lo ikalel. The Rebbeinu Shlalem send him to push me down. Chazal say, "Be'oys Osho, she'omar David, ho'elokim omar le'kalel." Be'oys Osho, nase David Amelech regel revi le'merkov. So it's Bodam. Chosh v'sforim, forgot the name. David was David Melech Yisrael. Ale Tehilim, alts. David HaMelech didn't make him to become Regel Revi Shel Merkova. But we came to a matzah of Kas, And he said, Eloikim amar loikalel. Eloikim amar loikalel. In that moment, miyad. In that moment, Nasa regel revi lemerkava. This picked David a melech up to become a regel revi lemerkava. I want to tell you, before I teach this more up, it's a kinyan not to get angry. You're right. Some people, when they bachrim, they don't have so much nisayon. Some have. When they speak to the parents, it happens to them. Yeah, some people, when they speak to the roommates, it happens to them. Some to the siblings. Yeah, there ain't a whole Zion mensch that brings it because. Yeah. If you're over than it now, then you never get angry. You never get angry. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful mile. You're rich. But just not to get angry. Just not to get angry. Yeshir iyeh. The Ribbono Shel Olam is doing it. So why I will get angry? I'm not getting the kas. I believe it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'elokim amar loikalel. Ha'elokim amar loikalel. On Sforim, Stam, Eshet Ha'etzeh. One of the Eitzes, the person wants Emunah, you believe everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'elokim amar loikalel. Hashem wants me, mezakeh me, to be zoicheh in the miles that you misgaber on kas. It's more than also to eat. Not to be hungry. Sometimes when a person is hungry and tired, he's angry. The state in the, I think, it's, I forgot the name of the sefer, but the state, v'yeshvu lecho lechem. After Mechilas Yosef, the brothers sat down to eat bread. So what does Achya? You know, hungry it is. V'yeshvu lecho lechem. Brought down that they felt maybe they're so angry with Yosef, they also, no, they didn't eat the whole day. They're walking ready, it's a ganze tog. And they're really stressed. So the mele, the psak and the yosef, the izahoydev, comes from a kind of anger that they have inside. So they decide, you know what? Come, we'll have a meal. Sometimes a person thinks someone did something wrong to him. It's late by night. You're tired. You have to fight him? Tomorrow. The famous Chavisal always brings down the famous maise that person had a tzavoy from his father that if you're angry at someone, wait till tomorrow, then you can do what you want to him. But don't do it on that day. Wait a day. The first day is to eat. That's something the person has to know. He's tired and hungry. Shach told me a couple of times. Shach told me that you could be a masmid, you could learn. But sometimes when a person is tired and hungry, both things are. He doesn't learn like he has to learn, and he doesn't behave like he has to behave. Sometimes he thinks he's smart, he doesn't eat enough, he doesn't sleep enough. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to eat every hour in the middle of Seder. I think of them state a masuk mishnosoi, the oima manoe ilon ze, or manoe coffee ze, or candy ze, mischai benafshoi, and machil moisegach le resomim, chomishkin sofek. People that eat in the middle of the Seder all different every hour, or be machil moisegach le resomim, there's no sofek about it. It doesn't mean that when a person walks in the street and he says manoe ilon ze, yeah? If he learns and goes downstairs, coffee, upstairs, chocolate, upstairs, a candy, upstairs, a cookie, yeah? I'm saying not to be hungry, yeah? But I think it's eitzes. It doesn't mean that every hour you have to be hungry, yeah? Das ist ein Schmuz. Das ist ein Stamm, der Chaga. Aber mit Kol Mekoyim, one line your name. So a person has to know, so the Chavis Abobis brings down to this person, his father told him, if you're angry, wait till tomorrow. Kitzer, the Chavis Abobis brings down, so he left the house, and he came back after a year, and he came, a year, more from a year he brings down, and he came back, you know, he left his wife without kids, with nothing in the house, and he came back in the middle of the night, and he heard his wife speaking to someone Beloshen Zohar. She's talking to him, all different nice things. So he ran to get a knife, and he decided to kill both of them. But But remember, his father told him that he can't do nothing in that day that he's angry. Because he went to sleep. When it was Alois HaShachar, he ran to the house. And he saw his wife was holding a little baby that was born. And she was talking to him. The same Diburim that she was talking to him last night. So he said, "Im lo shamati la'avi, horagti es ishti ve'es bni." The Chavis always brings down. "Im lo shamati la'avi, horagti es ishti ve'es bni." The person has to know to recover himself. You don't get angry. It doesn't make a difference. I'll tell you, I had an interesting ma'ase. I was in America last for Pesach, and I spoke a couple places. And that trip, what I spoke was against cars. Where I could have spoke against cars. Every night, this maybe 30 places I spoke against cars. Against cars. Not to be the cars. I said myself on the way back, I know for sure when I will come home. And the aside said that one that I spoke is that Pesach is a Muna. So Val Pesach is a Muna, so the Spitz of a Muna is a Hefech Kas, because believe everything is from Hashem. So the Spitz of a Muna is Lila Seder, Bechatzois, you know, you don't like the door. Because you mamish believe. Then you live at everything. Normally we have to live with the Shtadlis, but when we get to the Maskonev, Einad Milvadoi, that's the Chai Valojna, you don't need the Shtadlis. When you're really holding an Einad Milvadoi, just we're not holding there. Lila Seder, the Spitz of Muna, I don't know how the Machlek is supposed to be if you have to like the doors or not, and again, it's the Reins of them. But you don't like the door by night. Not holding the madrigas, so some places say you'll have to lock. I'm not going out to the shadows, but it's dangerous. But mikol mokem does it the spitz of lel shimurim, and you don't lock the door bad. So you believe in Hashem emune. So this is the reason shteit in svarim that erev Pesach casts the hefech of emune chazok in all the houses. People get angry erev Pesach. It's baduk menusa. I think it's not even one house that you don't hear screaming erev Pesach sometime. Yeah. And this is the answer because it's the hefech from emune. This is a long noise. So if it's chomes, it's reif, it's the kas, it's sa'ol shebe'iso. So I came back home and I told myself, chob nishken sofik, that the Yitzhar will try to be machshu me in kas. Doesn't make a difference, I'm not getting angry. I went off the plane, I came back home, well, I decided that not because, I'm not getting because. So I'm chamishi. Okay, every morning there's a flood in the whole house. Mamish, she'en kedugmosoi, tzahim rabo, everything. Say it, fix it. Lel Shabbos, Shabbos Agolo, we didn't eat in the house. I come back, in the middle of the night, it's 2 o'clock. I hear a noise, but mamish, kol Hashem, bakoyach, kol Hashem, shever arozi, mamish, rash, otsum. Kids, I go out the door. I see that the pipes that connect the water to the apartment just tore apart. And there's water all over the building. Mamish. So, okay, I closed it. It was a way to close it in Shabbos. But the kids, there was no more water in the house. You know, a house with kids, and you can't use the bathrooms, you can't do nothing. Yeah, a whole Shabbos. But come on, I'm not getting angry. I know some very Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay, Shabbos morning, one of the kids wants to take something to eat. You know, I prepared the whole food for Pesach already. Everything is Pesach day. Kid takes out the kid. Kid chose it. Ah, smells, it's ichi. So my wife tells him, "No, you don't talk like that." The kid says, "It's ichi." Throws it on the floor. So I said, don't get angry. I said, "Don't get angry, chinuch." I said, "Listen, this kid never spoke like that. When you don't get angry, I said, you remember this kid speaking like this? Never speaking like this. Maybe they're right. Let me get smell. Kids, I want to smell. The kids is right. Kids, my wife, go, I tell my wife, try to eat it. Find out the fridge broke and all the food for Pesach, everything got spoiled. I tell my wife, but we don't get angry because we know we'll be a Nisoyan now of Kas and we'll be aimed at the Nisoyan. So, Motzei Shabbos, we call the plumber to fix that there's no water. Kids, he charged a fortune. Lama Shaneh, because Motzei Shabbos, he only could come in the middle of the night. Again, he shall answer the cheshbonos. But we decide we're not going to hear it. It doesn't make a difference. I called the company to fix the fridge. Kids, back and forth, they came, they fixed. I said, they're coming to me. They didn't get angry. Okay, I decided, you know, my wife has to cook again. I went, I bought some things to help me know, to cook everything. Everything is ready. She's cooking everything. She calls me up. The oven broke. I said, okay, well, buy a new oven. I'm allowed to sit. I'm going to wait to buy the new oven. She calls me up screaming. I said, what happened now? She told me that the plat, she cooked everything again. But because, you know, there's no oven, and the fridge is broken, and the technical guys don't, you know, working, taking it out, trying to fix it, and garnish is happening. So she asked the kid, just bring me the salt, you know, for the food. But no, there was no older kids. So it was only a kid 5 years old in the house. So he ran to the chametz. She asked for sugar, not for salt. And he brought the sugar that was full with cornflakes. And she put it in all the things. And now, when she finished the cook, she looks, she sees all the crumbs of kitzur. Everything is chametz thick. So all the food, you know, you can't use. And all the kelim, it's not even enough time to kasher because less than 24 hours till the lasedah. So I thought, first, there's no reason to get angry. Chosh will have today what to eat. No one have a place, we don't have a lot of what to eat. There's no reason to get angry. And we're buying new dishes. She called different rabbanim that I machmir and some kelim. I'm not going into the whole. I said, you know, Pesach, you can manage with nafkish. I come home, the fridge is not working. She cooks it the third time, but the fridge didn't start to work. The guy said it takes a couple days of the fridge to chop that he's fixed. So my wife said, Le Shomano. I called the company. I said, look, they told me, you're right, but in this case, Azeh Luzan. Okay, so my wife has all the food, cooked third time, the fridge is not working, another couple hours. So I went to two neighbors, you know, I borrowed like two little fridges. I carried it up to the house. But for sure, they were not clean for Pesach. So El Pesach, you know, I finished to clean them. Put the food inside. The washing machine breaks. I told my wife, it's not another 24 hours. Lala Seder will come. I'm telling you, everything will work out. But they want to see if you'll get angry. Just don't get angry. Don't get angry. Don't get angry. Fixed it. There's one more thing. It's the mamish. When I came back from shul in Laseda, it was mamish. Sheg lechazach. But I told my wife, it's 3 more hours. Just don't get angry. And from then, everything stopped. So I bought, this is Stam, I bought myself, I went to my house, it's in Daniel, bought myself, my father never bought pictures to the house, so we never put on pictures, you know, like, good to eat in the, my father said, Nailam Habi will have pictures in his dining room, Nailam Haza isn't off the walls. So that's what my father did, so I'm not a tzaddik, I can't do something my father didn't do. But I went, and I bought a picture, huge, nice picture, come to my house, you see in dining room, beautiful picture, put it up, oh, I've said, you lost so much money out of Pesach. For all the years that we married, yeah, almost 20 years, you were never masked to put a picture on. I said that I want that every time when I sit in the dining room, I remember a picture, I didn't get angry. So every time when I get angry, I look at the picture, I'm not getting angry. A person could, I'm not saying I'm a type that gets very angry, it's not. Every person has his tchunas. To work on it. A person has a tchunas. A person could train himself. I'm not getting angry. I believe it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm telling you, the secret is to do it now. When you bachrim, say, Moshe, when you do it, you go, you know, you call home and you know that they will tell you what you don't like to hear. You call up, okay, I'm not getting angry. And then you call, hello. And you know, now I'm not getting angry. If a person manages, you have to remember, if you don't do it, Chazal say, kol ha-koyes, kilo, even ha-vidizore. Say, Alamo, it's not optional. I'm drawing it. It's a beautiful thing to do. And it is a beautiful thing to do. But the opposite is, ki-ilu, even ha-vidizore. Ki-ilu, even ha-vidizore. Such a chomotik kazach and midas. And midas. But this is the hepech. This is the ander tzad. If a person's mischazik and he kain is such a kinyan, try to work on yourself. Till I saw the tevis, you're not getting angry. Not to get angry. Another week. Not to get angry. person must, Bez Hashem, will have a siyata d'shmaya.